Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Diva Almighty. I am your host, of course, Steve Diva Kalina, joined as always by my mother, my co-host, Linda Kalina. And this might be Linda's last one for a hot minute. Hopefully not too long, but for a hot minute.
Maybe next week will be the last.
Maybe we can get her back in here one more time next week. But we're going to give you guys, because of all the feedback we get, if this is in fact Linda's last one, we're going to give you guys what you want, which is a true crime.
Oh, God.
Which
God.
Personally,
it's not JonBenet Ramsey.
No, we can't go out.
Thank God.
No, that's actually, Mom, I think at this point, we're going to save that till when we finally go off the air. We're going to wait till one of us on our deathbed and finally give the people what they want, which is our JonBenet Ramsey podcast. But, so in the event this is Linda's last one, we're going to go out with a bang. And I have to tell you that I almost committed a true crime right upstairs at Linda's house today, because if I have to hear about her and my dad with these streaming services and Yellowstone, I'm going to I'm going to true crime my goddamn self. If I have to hear about Yellowstone one more time. So I have spent approximately 2 hours trying to not only, one, explain to them that streaming services cost money, that they're subscriptions.
Well, what else are you doing?
Then how to find said streaming services. Then how to find Yellowstone. What do you mean, what else am I doing?
What else are
you doing? I'd like to get laid one of these days. Okay, how do you mean? So, finally, my dad is on Yellowstone, and if you change that TV, you guys cannot watch the news. You cannot watch the Super Bowl. You cannot watch the Grammys. You will be watching motherfucking Yellowstone till the day you die.
Till it's done.
Till it is done. Because if I hear about Yellowstone one more, why can't I get Yellowstone on here? Every time I come over to my parents' house, why can't I get Yellowstone?
Well, Steve.
No excuses. It's just bizarre.
Well, Steve, I have bigger fish to fry.
Okay.
Because I almost did die yesterday.
Yeah, oh my God. Tell this. This is wild.
So my sister and I go to Home Goods store in Cranberry. And we were in there for about an hour. And we were in the checkout line. We were next. And I felt myself like, oh God, I kind of feel sick. Like I'm getting dizzy. Feel, you know, a little bit nauseated. So it's my turn up, and I get to the cashier, and she said, are you feeling all right? And I said, I'm really not. And that was the last thing I remembered. I passed out. The next thing I knew, they were over me. Asking me a million questions. They called the ambulance, so I had to go by ambulance to UPMC to get checked out, and I hit my head off the floor. So they did a CT scan, which, thank God, everything was okay. And I guess it was from dehydration. My pulse was like 48, and my blood pressure had bottomed out. So they gave me like a bag and a half of liquid IV, and it everything came back to normal. So that was like 3 hours in passive and ER. And lo and behold, I drive the Jeep because I wasn't sure about the road, so I didn't take my Beetle. So my sister had to end up driving the Jeep to the hospital and wasn't sure where she was going. So the store manager had to put in the address. And in the meantime, I'm yelling out the ambulance, go get my purchase and I'll pay you later. So she continued my checkout and then eventually made it to Pass Event, but that was like a total shit show of a day.
But you know what? If you were going to go out, I could imagine you going out at a overstocked discount store.
Yeah,
I could see that.
That gave the true meaning of shop till you drop.
What did you buy?
It was really stupid shit.
Well, why did you need Aunt Joyce?
Why did I need her to get it?
Yeah.
Well, because I spent the time. It was like already in my cart, and she had started to check me out. I was actually getting the card out of my wallet when she said,
"Are you all right?" You know what? Now Linda will take the Jeep down to. This goes back to our last podcast. Now you'll take the Jeep down to a home goods store.
Yes.
But when you need to buy a tree for Matt,
you bring the Beetle.
Now,
I know.
You say you're a Dago, but are you a Pollock?
Oh, my God.
Are you a Pollock?
It was just a It was just like a nightmare.
Oh, my God. Okay, now let's get
back. All right,
This is a case, Mom, that I have. I'm a true crime junkie. Everyone knows that. This is a case that I have been studying for a long time. And it's the Gypsy Rose Blanchard case. And Gypsy Rose just was recently released. So, for those of you who don't know Gypsy Rose, her mother was the definition of mentally ill.
Oh, for sure.
Her dad was not allowed on the scene. Her mother was a big, fat, old, corn-fed Louisiana steer. Big, fat bitch. And so she had her daughter convinced that she was, it's Munchausen by proxy, correct? Is the medical term for it. She had her convinced that she was sick. I mean, Mom, this woman took this poor, she shaved her head, having her convinced that she lost her hair due to, cancer treatments. She had a feeding tube, right? A feeding tube put in her. All her teeth had fallen out because
she was given her medication that destroyed her teeth.
Yeah. Confined to a wheelchair. So then, as any normal, and you know, I would have to say that the girl was probably not fucking all there.
No.
You know.
Well, she went along with it because
she didn't know any better.
Right.
Yeah. You know, mentally challenged people are made and bred, I would say. You know, sometimes you can, I don't mean to say this, but we have I have a cousin that might be Gypsy Rose. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mom. Yeah. They can be made to be a little bit not in tune with the real world, we'll say.
But, you can say that, but when they interviewed her, she seemed with it.
She is not
a dumb person.
No, because she was on the internet.
But
she
go allowed ahead, her to go Steve, give the story.
Okay, so, and this not only, I mean, they got a Habitat for Humanity house.
Yep.
Make-A-Wish trips to wherever the fuck they wanted. You know, is it too late for me to be Gypsy Rose, Mom? Could you shave my fucking head and push me around in a wheel? Is it too late?
Free plane rides.
I mean, you name it. They were all over television. They were all over. You know, her mother knew how to work the system. The
hundreds of thousands of dollars were donated.
It was legit, Mom. It was legit in the fact that she had these medications for this girl. She had, the feeding tube put in. She had this actually done. Now, what doctors? She had a chest of where we would put our Frosted Flakes and our canned goods. She had medications in this pantry that it was crazy. What doctor's mom?
They
would
said,
fucking sign on for this.
Well,
that's, and let's just say, oh, let's just plug this feeding tube into this girl that's dressed like.
Yeah, did they do all this based on the mother's word?
That's
because now they don't give you shit without an MRI, a CT, an ultrasound.
Right.
So you mean
no one could get one Vicodin after their teeth are pulled?
Yeah,
for God's
sake. They just say, "Okay, mom, she's vomiting profusely. We'll give her this."
Right.
Okay, mom, did you say she? I mean, did they not?
There
do,
was no blood work done. No tox.
No
tox levels done as to what medication is in this girl.
That's what I mean. Like I don't. And this went on for 23 years?
Yes. And the dad wasn't who, you know what, these I'm going to say this, but these are, sorry, Mom, but these are Louisiana.
What?
Bayou people, you know, and they have that accent.
Yeah.
It's like it's like half French, half Southern. And Gypsy Rose's dad, I'd do him nice and good.
Oh, you're kidding.
I would.
I never saw a picture of him.
I would. I'm just going to throw
that. The mother did it.
And it's that accent. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The dad was excommunicated. And the mother, her parents, also hated her.
Okay. So we'll give the story of what happened.
Okay. So, Gypsy Rose realizes late at night that she can, in fact, walk. So she gets up out of her wheelchair and goes roaming around the house with her big fat mother's in bed. Then logs online. And she's, of course, wearing Party City wigs when mm-hmm. she does this. And she's dressed like a Disney princess. But she's hornier than hell because, you know, I also think there was something which ties into the next story Linda and I are going to talk about. But I also think there was something about this case of Munchausen that also Mom made her... Her mother made her think that she might have been younger than
you
she actually,
so?
Yeah, than she actually was, because she was very childlike, you know.
Yeah,
but that's what that's what Munchausen is, right? Like you want to be able to take care of somebody like your old baby doll.
But when you're horny, you're horny.
But when you're horny, it doesn't care. The
yeah.
Munchausen's out the window.
Yeah,
I'm too horny for Munchausen's right now.
Okay, so what then?
I'm even too horny for Munchausen's right now. So. She got online, and she meets a guy. And the guy is also, well, we'll say delayed.
On the autism spectrum.
He's swinging
yeah.
high on the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
So, they start talking, and they're, you know, they're circle jerking on the Zoom meeting with each other,
uh-huh.
or whatever they're doing. And he says, you know what? For as stupid as this guy is, he said, you're getting fucked with. Your mother is fucking you up.
Yep.
You know, if you are getting out of your wheelchair at night and walking all around the house, why are you in a wheelchair? So he calls it out. And they continue this very torrid love affair.
When they had... They went to the premiere of Cinderella.
They went to the premiere of Cinderella and fucked in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So the mother, that's how they met. So she said, meet me in the bathroom. My mom's taking me to the premiere of Cinderella. Now keep in mind, she's in a wheelchair, dressed in a Party City Cinderella costume.
Yes.
And she gets laid and I can't get fucked to save my life. Now, let's keep that in
Maybe
mind.
You should dress as Cinderella.
And hang out in the bathroom.
Yeah, and hang out in the restroom.
You know what, Mom? There are certain bars in Pittsburgh.
That would be totally acceptable.
Totally fine. Yeah.
So,
they fuck in the bathroom, and she gets her first taste of dick, Gypsy Rose.
Right.
And she says, you know what? You're right. After I had that dick, my mom's going to die.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yes, that's exactly what she said. So, they both plot to kill her mother. And kill her, they did.
17 times she was stabbed.
Didn't they say, Mom, the head was almost off.
Yeah.
And she, like I said, if you guys don't know this case, please, I mean, it's all over. There's so many documentaries about it. But the head was almost severed off. And her... neck was so fat thick. I mean,
oh yeah, that probably took a goddamn machete to cut that off.
Of life or something. Yeah, I don't know. So then they run off. She let's keep in mind she is still in the Cinderella wig, which is I love. They run off, they get a hotel room together. Shaq just have a fuck fest, right?
Yeah.
They just fuck that Cinderella wig right off.
Yeah.
And then the cops
hunt him down.
Well, and you know why? Because Gypsy Rose was so addicted to social media and that late at night when she would walk out of her wheelchair that she put on Facebook basically ding dong.
The witch is dead. The bitch is dead.
The bitch is dead. Yeah. Right. So the cops were like, well, no need to dust for pink fingerprints here because her own daughter just said, you know,
the bitch is dead.
The bitch is, we slashed her up.
Yeah.
So they eventually track them down and arrest them. She and her dad finally, Mom, steps in. Finally.
Okay, see, I didn't know what part he was playing in the whole.
The hot bayou dad finally steps in and says, okay, you know what? Now that fat, crazy bitch is dead, we got to get a handle on this. And how old was she? She was not a minor. Oh, yeah, and obviously she wasn't because she went to jail. Yeah. So she was charged as an adult. But I feel like she thought maybe she was a minor.
Well, they said it went on for 23 years, and it started right at birth.
Oh, so she was
so gosh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know what it's, I mean, I know what it's like to live in fear of you, Linda, but I don't know what it's like.
As you damn well should.
But I don't know what it's like to be afraid to even walk.
But, Steve,
that's what I'm saying. There just seems like so many holes, you know?
What part was the father playing? I mean,
he was not allowed to go near her.
Oh.
He signed over all rights. He was,
But don't you think people that knew would have at some point said to him, boy, that's a shame with everything that's going on with Gypsy?
Well, that was as far
don't
as
Don't you
that,
think?
And he did hear that, but that was as far as he could go with it. You know?
Yeah, I kind of feel he fell asleep at the wheel.
I agree.
And didn't
you know
alert,
what? You're right,
you know?
You're right. Right.
Because for him to alert the authorities, he didn't have to have involvement.
What do you know? Think? What do you think is a motivating factor?
Money.
No. I don't think it's just that. What do you think is a motivating factor in? Because a Munchausen by proxy case is typically always a parent and child scenario.
I think it's the mother refusing and wanting the child to grow up. So by making the child think that she has all these things going on with her, the child feels dependent.
And she can be a mother forever.
She can be a mother for as long as she lives.
Yeah. So basically it's kind of like, I'm just going to have this baby doll.
Yeah.
This real life baby doll forever.
I'm going to make her think that she's disabled so she will not try or ever be able to leave me.
Right. Right.
And then people see her in a wheelchair. Like, I know I would say to my son, like, what would you want involved with that for? This girl has all these issues. I mean, really.
What are you saying? Gypsy Rose isn't a catch?
Yeah. No, she's not a good catch. No.
She's got nothing going for her. She's dressed like Cinderella.
I do think that's how, I think that's I think that's the mental,
yeah, like what? I just can't understand this. Here again, I'm not a parent, so I don't know, like.
But again, I mean, most parents have empty nest syndrome when their kids leave. I mean, not me. I wanted you both the hell out of here. But, you know, like, she was an only child. Mm-hmm. Her mom was divorced. Mm-hmm. So she was hanging on for dear life.
Yeah.
You know, I wish somebody would do, like, a survey or have statistics about the parents that do this, how many of them have other children? How many of them are married?
Yeah.
You know, just to get like...
This is not, and you're right, Mom, because this is not a psychological thing that is, we all hear about hypochondriacs and, you know, it kind of falls in that same vein. Obviously, the mother didn't take care of herself because she looked like her arteries pumped fucking Velveeta cheese.
But, you know, Steve, I think it started out as a mental dependency.
Right.
Or the mother has purpose and needed to be needed.
It's kind it's kind of like an addiction, Mom, really. Like,
yeah, it is. Yeah. But I think the other part of it, once the money started rolling in and the donations and the free house and the trips, then I think it took a little twist that, like, man, we got a good thing going here.
Yeah.
You know, we're never going to give up this game.
Yeah. And there was one video, which I'm going to attach to the, and Mom, I don't know if it was in the video that you saw, but I'm going to attach it to the comments on this video. But there was one video where she was filming it. The mother was filming it, you know, for her sympathy thing. Because she kind of made her a social media, you know, presence as well.
Yeah.
So, and she got up out of the wheelchair and jumped off the deck into the snow. Now.
And her mother filmed it?
Yes.
Do you know?
I can't even.
Yeah.
I can barely walk in the shoes I wear. I mean, like.
Do you know how this all got revealed or how it got exposed?
It was not until the murder. It was not.
Oh.
Yeah, it was not revealed until the murder.
So
it was through Gypsy's confessionals, and then they investigated the house and they saw all the meds, and then they started, you know, researching the doctors and et cetera, et cetera. You know.
So she wasn't sentenced because of the scam.
No.
It was all because of her part in the murder.
It was because of the murder, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then the boyfriend confessed.
Correct.
That he did it.
Yes. And he said that they were definitely co-conspirators, you know, which obviously, you know, he wasn't. I don't think he has the mental wherewithal to lie anyway.
Yeah.
You know, either one of them. But it was definitely proven fact when they went and holed up in a hotel room in Cinderella wigs for a fuck fest.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, I think that just really sealed the deal.
I mean, I heard of going nuts over dick, but that's a little ridiculous.
Oh, I know. I mean, I know.
And that's exactly what it was. That was each
but
their first time.
She had no idea. And you know what? Now that she's out of jail, Mom, what do you think about her appearance? Because you saw her, like, in the wheelchair with no teeth and the Cinderella wig and looking like
She looks good now.
I kind of think she
looks
good. Yeah. She's married. Here again. Yeah. Not me.
Yeah.
Not me. Hey, you know what, Linda? Sleep with one eye open. Because if that's all it takes to get married. That's all it takes.
Yeah, did she have somebody lined up in prison? Like, was she communicating on the outside?
She was probably getting dick pics sent to her left and right. God, they were probably overnighting them.
Which she's definitely.
First class postage, dick pics to Gypsy Rose Lee.
She's definitely famous.
I love the name, though, by the way. But you know I love that.
Gypsy Rose Lee. Yeah.
Gypsy Rose.
So she is...
she's out.
She's going to be writing books.
She's going to be a reality series.
She's going to be a reality series. She's probably going to be on...
Listen, that bitch will never have to work again. Once again, Linda, sleep with one eye open.
She's going to be True Crimes or... what are those? I always watch, like...
The ID.
Yeah.
The ID.
Yeah.
Yes. The Dateline.
Yeah.
The 2020.
Datelines for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She'll be on there.
Well,
she'll be making millions.
She's already been on there. Yeah. They have a Hulu series.
The sad part about it is she has lost years that she'll never be able to get back.
She cannot. Yeah. She had no child. It was a very bizarre. There's a lot. She needs to be in therapy for forever.
Oh, I'm sure forever. She, yeah.
Yeah, forever. That is true. You know, I mean, she was probably the childhood that we all had that she didn't.
She probably, you know.
But boy, she knew how to fuck.
Yeah, she wasn't too stupid to.
She wasn't too stupid to
which
fuck.
Which makes you wonder.
Well, how many stupid people do we know that can fucking.
Well, that doesn't take any intelligence. Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, the mother just. And he, the boyfriend said that when he was stabbing her, she was calling Gypsy's name. Well, Gypsy wasn't going to go help
no,
her.
No, because Gypsy was loving every minute
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be, we're going to do, at this point, we're going to do an extra long, in the event that this is Linda's last, we're going to do an extra long episode today. So, speaking of weird little girls, the other
this one I can't wrap my head around.
I know. Oh my God. Listen, I called Linda about this case because we had two. It was Megan Forback that said, "Do Gypsy Rose," and it was Julie Trout, who said, "Do Natalie Grace Bennett." And I said, you know what? How about we do them both, bitches? So, I don't know if I can get my way through this without laughing. So,
what? Was she a troll?
So, wait. Okay, so, for you guys who don't know this story. So, oh my God. So, there was a Ukrainian midget.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the problem?
A girl.
Okay.
Little person, they like to be called.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm going to say midget for all
No, they things. Don't like that.
Whatever.
Okay.
So, there was this Ukrainian little person that was adopted into the United States. And somehow she found her way into the care, she was adopted into the care of this family, the Bennett family. And they had already had three boys, one of which is autistic, and the oldest boy is apparently severely autistic. But according to the mother, Mrs. Bennett, he is a genius. Now let's keep in mind, they started their own, quote, homeschool academy. So now, is he a genius? In the eyes of, you know.
In comparison.
Right. Is he a Yale graduate? We don't know.
Yeah.
Because as the case goes on, they bring up, his name is Jacob. They bring up Jacob's records. And through the, quote, Bennett Academy, he has taken piano. He can speak Arabic. He can, he's a flautist. Master woodworker. This is all through their homeschooling now. Let's keep that in mind. Okay. So they adopt this Ukrainian midget, and they take her to, and I think this was, the mother was going to groom her to be another, because she wrote
genius.
A book, another way to get attention, basically. Yeah. You know, so this kind of correlates. It's kind of a little Munchausen sort of thread through there. So, they adopt her out of Florida. They take her to the Disney World. She can barely walk. She's supposedly 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But no one really knows for sure at this point what her age is. Because in the Ukraine, the birth certificate, all that is gone with the wind, right? So she puts her in a bathtub and she discovers she has a full-on pubic bush.
It's seven years old.
She has a major fucking 70s bush at seven.
Okay.
So she's freaking out. So then, all hell breaks loose, essentially. So they take this seven-year-old home with this big pubic bush. They take her home. What I think, Mom, was because of her disability, because she's like one of those little people that have the club feet and the she needs special shoes. She needs surgery, you know. That they felt like we're never our heads with this. And they're keep in mind that these two people are showboats. The mother and the father are showboats. They want to be famous. They want to do anything they can. So then they start saying to services that she's standing over our bed with a knife. Now, meanwhile, she can hardly walk or hold a knife.
Right, and her hands are right. So.
And I believe, Mom, you saw the pictures. Now, I believe that she was in the proximity of 7. I mean, any asshole could tell that.
Yeah, I mean,
can tell in the face and the teeth.
Yeah, her teeth, her skin,
Right. I mean, come on. So they said she was holding a knife over their bed. She put pledge in the mother's coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Her claims are, the little midget's claims are, is that the mother pepper sprayed her, tried to solicit her for sex. She couldn't do philosophy or what? Wait, what's that math thing called? Geometry.
Geometry. Trigonometry.
Linda and I were not. We weren't math people.
Yeah.
So she put pledge in her coffee. She was standing over the bed with a knife. She was a homicidal midget with a huge bush.
Yeah. Basically
is what they said.
From the Ukraine.
Right. So then they said, we want rid of her. Basically, I think that she wasn't a genius.
No.
So that was strike one. Then I think her medical bills.
Yeah.
Were way too overwhelming for them, right? And then, maybe or maybe not, she was threatening to kill them every night. I don't know. So they're like, you know what? Strike three, you're out. So what they did was, which, this is so genius. And I can't believe Linda Kalina didn't think about this.
I know. I'm pissed.
You missed a fucking boat.
Yeah.
They had her age legally changed.
Yeah.
To 22
years old.
And then they got her an apartment and put her in there and took off to Canada.
So, essentially, they farmed out this 8-year-old on her own, set her up, and said, see you later, sailor, and left for Canada.
There's videos of this handicapped
eight-year-old
midget taking out her own trash.
Yeah. Okay. Then, also, there were allegations of her having sex with her first stepdad.
Right.
Okay. Which she's supposed to be suing at some point.
Right. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the trash bag was bigger than her.
So, people in this apartment complex, they would say, like, they'd walk out and she'd be, like, in their house, like, eating out of their fridge and shit. Well, she was 8. She was hungry. Like, let's talk about a survivor.
My God. Yeah, technically she was 8.
If you guys have not watched this, it is sick.
I don't even know how.
I'm pissing myself.
Like, how do you re-age somebody? How do you?
And why wouldn't the court say, Mom, okay, we want dental records. We
want. Yes.
She was born in 2003. According to her mother, which you saw.
Yeah.
They did track down her biological mother in the Ukraine. Right.
Yeah.
But, Mom, she very obviously looked like a child. Yes, she's a midget, but
like she said, her features so like
right
that of an 8-year-old.
Right.
I mean, you know.
And I wonder, like, what her vocabulary or anything, like, I would assume, here again, this is like Gypsy Rose. Like, the doctors dropped the ball. I would assume that any social worker, any professional, anybody would have said, like, okay, if you're confused about her age, there's DNA testing.
Yeah.
There's, like you said, Mom, dental records. There's, I mean.
Was she schooled? Was she homeschooled?
At the Bennett Academy.
Oh, God.
Yes, at the Bennett Academy. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Did they never take her to have her evaluated?
If you adopted a child and you put it in the bathtub and you saw a full-on bush.
Yeah, that.
You don't pepper spray that child. You say, listen, midget, we're gonna take you and figure out why you got a bush going on.
But
so basically they felt and they accused her in the courts of essentially being an imposter.
But the thing is, how did she have a bush? How did she have a bush?
But nobody knows if she actually did have a bush.
That's their word.
Yeah, that's their allegations.
Because, you know, extremely hairy women, like a young girl she could have a full-on bush.
She said she did start.
Did anybody see the bush?
Except for just the mother and the father.
And they said she started.
Two smooth criminals, yeah.
And she started her periods.
They did say that at
8 years old.
They did say there was menstrual.
Yeah.
I forget what the word they used, but traces of a.
I just don't see how having somebody re-aged is legal.
I have never heard renamed.
Oh yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
So where is
she? I want to be renamed.
To what?
Stevie Dicks.
Stevie Dicks. So, where is she now?
So, as the story goes on, she, of course, was... because what the Bennets did not realize was, yes, they had her re-aged to an adult.
Mm-hmm.
However, so they took her age from 2003... back to 1989.
Yeah, that's what they
did. They didn't fuck around either. No. They didn't do a couple years. They were like, you're a fucking adult now.
So wonder
you were listening to Tiffany. I think we're alone now, so get in an apartment, bitch.
Wonder what birthday she celebrates. Like,
well, they...
Am I turning 10 or am I turning...
Yeah, they don't know.
25.
Right. I don't think she celebrates, but I don't think she celebrates much because she was a little pervert, too. But, so, she was, I'm assuming, a ward of the state. Because the first season of this show, The Curious Case of Natalie Grace, she was not allowed to speak.
Oh.
The second season, she was. So, I'm assuming she turned 18 between, you know, the two seasons. So, she was allowed to speak. So, I would say she was probably, like, had a guardian ad litem. You know what I mean?
Oh, probably.
Or something. Because, and here again, Mom, there's a lot of physical care that, like, she said in the one episode that her shoes, and they kind of look like Stevie Nicks boots.
Because they were built up. Yeah, they were built up like platform.
Right,
yeah.
And they're kind of ankle length.
Yeah.
I actually kind of liked them.
And you would.
she said that those shoes cost $30,000.
Really?
Yeah. So she was. Anyway, going back to her current situation. So the loophole was where the Bennets fucked up was, yes, they could say you're 22, Mom, but she's disabled. So
that put a whole
Are their guardian until further fucking notice, right? So that's where they fucked up.
Yeah.
So basically, they just had to wash their hands of it and say whatever. And both of them got off scot-free, which they should not.
Both of the Bennets.
Yeah.
That's probably why she's suing.
The wife won't speak to anybody. She's up in Canada. She took the genius kid, Jacob, is here in the United States. She went off to Canada with the other two boys. And never to be heard from again because she knows she's a fucking nitwit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she's hiding out. But so that was the problem. So even though she was an adult, Natalie Grace, this is what I'm comprehending from this legal situation. Natalie Grace had to find a guardian because of her disability, basically. You have to have somebody that's responsible for you, right? If you're disabled. I would assume.
Well, you don't have to, but it's the smart thing. And she's over 18.
Right. You have to petition for a guardian.
Yeah.
Or your guardian ad litem legally can hook you up with somebody who would be willing to assume that one.
Like in a home.
Correct. Right. So this pastor and his wife, this black pastor and his wife, my last say black and midget.
Yes.
Well, he's not a midget. He's just black. So, they took her in. They have quite a herd of foster kids, and most of them are disabled. But But even though she, Natalie Grace, was an adult, they still took her in as guardianship to assume her care. So, she's living happily ever after. And then she films season two of The Curious Case of Natalie Grace. And she meets back up with her old adopted father,
who, Bennett.
Like I said, you have to, if you guys haven't watched it, he is such a dickweed.
Oh, he is like gay. First of all, he's flaming so gay.
Like, why doesn't anyone see that? He's, I mean, theatrical. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. I just did three shows in a row. He could win a, he's Meryl Streep. And I have to say, Mom, you didn't see it all, but the black pastor that adopted her is also a little heavy. He's a little hardcore, praying over. They get together and they put their hands on the head. They do all that fucking weird.
Yeah.
We're a Christian. I'm done with this. You're a Christian. Yeah. Grow up and be a Catholic like everybody else. I'm done with it. So they're Christians. And so, and she started talking black. She's talking black.
Yeah. The hood.
Yeah. She's talking the hood.
Okay.
This, that, and the third. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So, they met. They forgave each other. Blah, blah, blah.
This is Bennett now.
This is Bennett.
Was married to.
He puts everything on the wife that's up in Canada, and he's sorry. Well, meanwhile, you wouldn't have stuck that midget in an apartment if you gave a shit. You said to your wife, this is bullshit. We're not treating this little Ukrainian midget like this. We're done.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I'm going to take this Ukrainian midget and, you know.
Yeah. Right?
Come on. So, production wraps on season two. It ends with them, last name is Mans. The black preacher's last name is Mans. It ends with them adopting her legally. She is at this point 22, they have determined through through testing, so they adopt her to change her name and, you know, what have you. And it's all happy ending. Then it blacks out and it comes back on. There's a call to production and it's just a voiceover of the black pastor calling production and saying, this bitch is crazy. This Ukrainian midget is crazy. We gotta get rid of her. She's crazy. She's scaring the shit out of all of us.
So did she try to kill them too?
Yeah. So the question still remains, is she a homicidal Ukrainian midget? Have we all been fucked by Natalie Grace?
And what age is she?
How old are you, Natalie Grace?
I watched that and it's like, I can't even.
No,
it is so friggin'
seriously,
weird.
Seriously, you guys, it's on Prime. If you guys.
But didn't they say, like, she was mimicking the mom, Bennett?
Yes. Yeah.
Didn't they say, like, the things that they accused Natalie of
was
that she was mimicking a movie.
She was mimicking a movie called The Orphan.
Yes.
That they accused the mother of that.
Yes.
They accused
yes.
her of saying, oh, she did it. And it was all followed the plot. Like, yes, yeah. I forgot about that one. Yeah. It all followed the plot line of this movie, The Orphan.
Yeah, because she said interview.
You cannot add all these Fruit Loops into one bowl.
Oh, my God.
You know. Like, if you would have got that Ukrainian midget, you might have been able to wrangle her.
But, you know, she she walked like a hoplet. Okay. And then she...
What the fuck?
And then she has this long hair that's down to her, like...
Oh, past her butt.
Like,
she stooped over.
Yeah, she stooped over.
Like a hoplet.
Like a hoblet. Okay. She stooped over, walking all twisted up, and then she has this hair hanging. I mean, she looks like something that came out of the sewer.
Yeah, she's not. But you know what I do? I want to say this for, you know, you and you guys keep this in mind when you watch. You have to watch it. So when you watch the second season where the black pastor adopts her, you know, I have to say the black pastor is
what
a nice piece of chocolate.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. And she climbs all over him.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, like every, yeah, like she'll start crying and she'll just reach for him. When they got adopted, his wife was there. She latched onto him. So she's a horny little fucker, as we know.
Yeah.
So I think maybe she wanted to. And I'm wondering if that's not what the deal is, Mom, how it ends, where they're saying we don't trust her. I'm wondering if she doesn't play some sexual card, because we know she's a sexual deviant from the
Ukraine. Well, and there was, I think I mentioned previously, there was talk about her and stepdad Bennett.
Yes. Yes.
Having, I mean, how desperate are you to have sex with a little person?
If she cannot wrap her fingers around a knife, she can't wrap them around a dick. Okay? Lesson learned here, people. Let's look at the facts in the court of law. That's why I should have been an attorney.
And, it's that. And, like, come on, how desperate are you?
I know. You're not going to fuck a Ukrainian midget, for God's sake. Especially if you don't know how old she is.
And in your eyes, she's your daughter.
But you know what, Mom? If there's grass on the field, play ball. Okay. On that note, Linda and I are going to wrap up this extended version of Diva Almighty. Oh, I hope you guys got your true crime rocks off. Okay, we finally gave it to you.
And watch it.
And watch it. Tune into this shit. Seriously. But
I will say, Gypsy is not as intriguing.
No, as, Natalie Grace is a clusterfuck. Yeah.
Natalie Grace is definitely, like, I watched that and then thought, what the hell did I just watch? What the hell was that?
But if we don't hear from Linda for a couple of weeks, we're gonna do a Diva Almighty or two while Linda recoups with another guest host. But Linda will be back. She'll be back and she'll be better than ever. But I will, like I said, on Diva Almighty Live, we're going to be following Linda's recovery for sure to keep you guys all in the loop. So
thoughts and prayers are appreciated. Yes,
we love our Linda. And hopefully, right now, temporarily, we're going to say goodbye to Linda for a hot minute. So we love you guys. And on this note, we're out. Love you.
Bye.